Yeah, thank you. So my name is Forrest Cotton. I'm a worker with New Yorkers Against Fracking, here also with Food and Water Watch, Frack Action, Sierra Club, Environmental Advocates, and many, many more. About 2,000 folks from all across New York State and beyond. We got some folks from Pennsylvania, some folks who even came down from Canada and our neighboring states. So we're all here today to give the message to the governor to ban fracking now.
Well, I think you can feel the growing political power and the growing diversity of the movement. So as I kind of walked the receiving line, I saw churches openly representing themselves as different faith groups against fracking. I saw farmers openly identifying themselves.
And a lot of the land around Ithaca has been leased to gas companies. So were the governor to give the go-ahead, they would all be wells all around Ithaca. So we're very scared about that and trying to do the best we can to make our voice heard here in Albany.
We now have, just this month, drinking water contamination from fracking confirmed in 4 different states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and Texas. So it doesn't give the industry very much room to wave the no proof of harm flag anymore.
You know, the anti-fracking movement isn't just about not having drilling here and not having extraction here, because New York is mainly going to be an infrastructure state. All of it plays into the larger movement against oppression from fossil fuels, and we got to really just put all of our energy into the renewables.
I have 3 grandchildren in New York State. They are going to live in this world that fracking is going to destroy.
I mean, the watershed from where our drinking water comes is all over the southern tier. And I want the drinking water to stay clean for my children and, well, for myself, of course, too.
But this huge resource that we call a vacation land in the Finger Lakes is going to be gone because there's not going to be water to drink.
And so we are now pushing super hard to tell the governor, you have to put this bogus, inadequate review on hold, and instead you have to do a comprehensive public health impact study to resolve all of the public health shale fracking concerns once and for all, openly and transparently, so that the public can have confidence in the proceedings.